The U.S. military is asking Congress for control over more land in our region, a lot more land. And much of that could come at the expense of the largest wildlife refuge outside of Alaska. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick reports, the state of Nevada, environmentalists, and tribes are stepping up to condemn the proposal.
The military has been using land in the Nevada desert since the 1940s for everything from fighter pilot training to atomic bomb testing, and whatever the heck happens at Area 51.
The activities that we do here, in some cases, are not really well understood by the public. There's good reason for that.
That's Colonel Chris Zolke with the U.S. Air Force. He's the commander of the Nevada Test and Training Range. It's a sprawling 2.9 million acre expanse of military training land that's the largest in the world.
There is nowhere else in the world that exists with the capabilities that this range has.
And the range is constantly evolving to keep up with changing technology and military needs. For example, Zolke says some weapons now have wings which allow them to travel 10 times farther than they used to. And then there are advanced jets and GPS-based weapons that require more space to be able to test safely.
All of those things combined demonstrate how small even a space like this can be.
The current congressional agreement with the Department of Defense expires in November 2021, and the new proposal could add up to another 471 square miles in the next contract. But this is where things get tricky. A big chunk of those acres would come from the Desert National Wildlife Refuge, the largest in the continental United States.
All the way over to the right is what's known as Gas Peak.
Okay. That's Kevin Desroberts.
And there is a trail there that folks do like to hike up because you get a good overview of Las Vegas to the south.
Desroberts manages the refuge for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He says he'd prefer that the current land agreement stay in place rather than giving the military control over more prime wildlife habitat.
It is the largest, last remaining intact habitat for desert bighorn sheep. So this is it for this species. This is the stronghold.
And Desroberts says the animal serves as an important measuring stick.
You know, it's a large, charismatic species that really is a surrogate for hundreds of other species that also depend on this landscape for their survival.
It's also an important cultural species for indigenous communities here. Fawn Douglas is an artist and member of the Las Vegas Paiute tribe.
The bighorn sheep sacrificed itself to our people so that we can live and survive. And to respect the animal, we have songs, we have dances about it, and a covenant with it to protect its home and to stand up for it.
This year, the tribe passed a resolution formally opposing military expansion into the refuge. The Air Force did reach out to tribal communities in the region about the environmental impact of the expansion, but Douglas says this outreach wasn't done in good faith. Essentially, she says, because the Air Force didn't work with elected tribal officials.
Our elected officials are the voice of the tribe, and it's really important to respect sovereignty in that government-to-government relationship. And what the local governments have done is strongly oppose the taking of that land at the refuge.
And tribal governments aren't the only ones who are protesting. The state of Nevada also passed a resolution urging Congress to oppose the expansion. Julia Ratty is a state senator and co-sponsor of that resolution. She says cutting off public access to the roughly 17% of the refuge just isn't acceptable.
The training mission is critically important, but I believe that if you look at the balancing test here, if you look at the critical habitat that we're talking about, we have to balance the needs of all of the public lands users and not always prioritize the military.
That said, Ratty realizes there isn't much the state can do.
The tools that the legislature has available to them are a resolution, and that is a way to show that this is what at least the state governing body believes and to send that information back to Washington, D.C. and hope that they listen.
The Department of Interior is reviewing the Air Force's proposal and will present its recommendations to Congress before the current agreement expires in November 2021. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.